Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Get up!
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Yesterday was one of those days that, well, it was the equivalent of, like, the first snowfall, like, the first bad storm, where all you see on social media is pictures of people out their damn window. Look, it's snowing it's over snowing. Here and stuff like that. And yesterday was the I voted sticker.
Oh, God.
Everybody, that's all you saw scrolling social media. I voted, I voted, I voted. Whoever started these I voted sticker things, I hate you. I just want to say that. I hate you.
I like it.
Me too.
It's what's like when you were in school and you got a gold star. I want my sticker. We get very little props in life for the things that we do. And voting, well, to me, is important and to a lot of people. So I want my sticker.
You want a scratch and sniff sticker too.
No, it's I didn't say that.
We don't need to know that you voted. Like,
well,
hey,
then
you,
don't look.
You did. It's everywhere. You can't even go on social media without seeing somebody. With the sticker on
it. Listen, I get it. And everybody was bitching about it yesterday.
Like,
it's not about bragging about what
yes,
you did.
Is.
No, it's not.
It
it's
absolutely
about,
is.
No, it's not. It's about awareness and letting people know that
God.
You're voting. Do you know how many people are out there like, okay, if I'm seeing like, and I'm not talking about us, but say like Diddy and like everybody that has these initiatives out there about voting. Like, don't you think that they are, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Influential to them,
okay.
to people that look like, up to them and say, now that they voted, maybe that's what, maybe
okay.
I'll go out and vote too.
If
it's about spreading awareness.
Diddy, okay, if Diddy, Jay-Z, and Beyonce do it, that's one thing. But if like Pebbles, Melissa, Romero, and Wiggy do it, like really? Come on now. Like they're just regular Joes out there.
Right.
Showing, like, you don't need to do
there
that.
There were a lot of people that I talked to that I was like, are you voting? Are you voting? And then they're like, I don't know. And so talk to them. Ended up voting. My goddaughter called me, FaceTimed me after she went. It was like almost at the last minute. And she was like, Auntie, I just want you to know that I promised you I was going to vote. So I went out and voted. So it does make a
yeah,
difference.
Yeah, if you talk, like you said, you talk to them. I want one, I would love to for somebody to call up and say, I saw Melissa and Pebbles put stickers up on their social media, and that made me go out and vote.
You know what? There might not have been any, but you know what? If there was one that happened to look and second guess it and be like, you know what? Then that's fine with me.
I just can't wait till it evolves. Kind of like selfies. Selfies used to just right. be like, let me take a picture of my face, and then it evolved to like, let me take a picture of myself in a cool location doing something cool. So like, let's do some cool things with the stickers. Go topless and put stickers over your nipples. Something like that.
I saw
you know
that
what
on social media.
You know, I saw somebody actually bitch and complain about the stickers because they cost 15 cents each. And if we have all 31 million people taking these stickers, it could have been so much more money we could have done something with. It's like, okay, now people are just bitching and complaining to bitch and complain.
Somebody makes that's like, a good point. That's
why,
a lot of money.
Why can't we just be happy in life and not be miserable people?
We're not miserable.
Come on.
But
you're
say,
miserable.
Listen,
if you're complaining
take your
about
voting
a picture
sticker, right?
on social media, you, my friend,
no,
are
no.
miserable.
We
I'm
don't,
sorry.
We don't need to see that you voted. All right, you voted.
Then look away.
You don't. Well, how can we look away when you when
you're
you guys are
on
flooded?
Social media
yes,
anyways.
I am. I'm all over. It's you flood our timelines with I voted stickers.
Hi, Chandelin.
Hey.
You got something you want to say to Wiggy?
I do. I want to tell Wiggy to shut up. I've been listening to Pablo since like 20 years ago. I'm not going to say how old I am, but
okay.
for a long time and. I really need him to understand that, yes, he's, you know, you guys really are influential. People listen to you every single day. So if you're telling them, like, go vote, this is really important, then you, you know?
So as an adult, you need somebody to tell you to go vote.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just like Pablo said, you know, and Melissa said that you're bringing awareness to something that's so important. If people feel like, you know, oh, I'm not going to vote this year, it doesn't matter, imagine how many people wouldn't go vote and then... You know, we'd all be complaining about things that we say we don't have control over when we could have voted.
Okay, well, I need $1,000. Is there any chance you could bring that to the station?
Thank you, Chandelier. This is Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing. So I just want to tell Wiggy to back up a little bit. sorry, Wiggy. Everybody picking on you today.
That's
but
all right.
When we're
thick skin.
Women and strong women, you know,
you don't need somebody to go tell you to vote. But when you have two influential women, I listen to you guys every morning on an hour commute, every morning.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have two women influencing you and saying, hey, like, when you're not sure what the questions mean, or when you're not sure who's voting and you say it takes 10 minutes to go online, book who's voting, see what they're about, you go and do it. Who cares if you're not Beyonce and Diddy and all of them? You guys are people who speak to people every single day. You make people laugh. You make people crazy. And you know what? It's about the influence and getting people out there to vote. And I think you ladies did a great job on that. So don't listen to Wiggy.
What about, I'm an influential black man.
Thank you.
What? Oh, so black men nowadays don't count?
I don't really think she said that.
No, she said two influential women. What? I can't be an influential black man and say, hey, listen, we don't want to see your stickers?
You could be.
Save your stickers. You know what? You know people who go around with stickers, it's like the kid in school, right? You're going around, you're telling everybody you got A's on your report card. No, take it home, tell your parents, enjoy it with them. We don't need to see it.
Just let them enjoy the fact that they voted. My God. Hi, Tiffany.
Y'all leave Wiggy alone.
There you go.
Wiggy, I got your back, Wiggy. Straight up. Because if you an adult and you know what everybody has been through in this country, especially us minority races, then you know to get your butt up and go vote.
Right.
You ain't got to show somebody you voted. No, you did it. Be proud of it and keep it pushing.
There you go. See? Somebody that finally understands. An adult that doesn't need an adult to another adult to tell them what to do.
Oh, my goodness. As long as you voted, who cares? If you put a sticker up, congratulations.
I can't. No more sticker pictures.
Doesn't matter.
Guess what? I'm putting one up right now.
Of course.
Nice, Melissa.
I voted.
But she's not going to show her face. She's just going to show the sticker.
I'll show the whole damn thing.
Get up. Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.